this punch sentence is nice. So these sentences should be learned by heart, so that it fixes in our mind. It fixes to the right direction. By this purport, you know? Purport, the last part of the purport. By intense service of Lord.
By intense service of the Lord. No,
one can experience the presence.
The presence.
Yes.
Of the Lord.
Presence of the Lord.
Presence of the Lord. Transcendentally.
The presence of the Lord.
The presence of the Lord.
Mm.
Transcendentally.
Yes. And next sentence.
Therefore, seeing the Lord means being engaged in His service, in His service. Because His service, any person, are identical.
Yeah, this is the thing. Yeah, that's why we are really enjoying the service. Yeah, the more we serve, the more we have His presence. And service, there are so many ways of service, you know. 9 ways as we have seen. So they include everything. The thing is, we should hanker of the service. One thing we should remember, that material hankerings. Maybe if we had attained some money or property or whatever, it may be satisfied. But the spiritual hankering never is satisfied, and it has no end. It goes on increasing. Anandamudi vardhanam, pratipadam purnam amritam svadhanam. On every step we experience the presence of the Lord. And that's why this verse is very important. The second line, particularly in this verse, should be remembered. What is it? Mat kamaha sanakaihi.
Mat kamaha sanakaihi.
Sadhu.
Sarvan.
Sarvan drasi. Munchati rasaya. This line must be written, write in his notebooks. Mat kamaha. Write, have your notebooks. Take out. Man, kajam here. Mat kamaha. Mat kamaha sanakaihi.
Mat kamaha
sanakaihi.
Sadhu
munchati rasaya. Right, give me the second. Mat kamaha. Mat kamaha, yes? Shnakaihi.
Sadhu. Sarvan munchati
hetshaya. Sadhu.
Sarvan. Munchati.
Sarvam munchati. Munchati. Ritsayam.
Ritsayam.
Now read the translation. Matkamaha.
Matkamaha.
Yes, no, in the translation. It is a very nice sentence. Mat kama. Read the second day.
Verse 1. We have only one single person. And this is just increase your desire for me. Because the more you will hanker for me, the more you will be free from all of
your desires. Oh, the more
you hanker for me.
The more you hanker
for me.
Anchor for me. Yes.
The more you will be free. From all material desires.
Freed. Yes. From
all material desires.
From all material desires. This is the main thing. So this way, we should try to understand the gist of the verse, you know, that is the study of the verses. We have read so much, Sunna we have heard also, so much, but we haven't started to study, and no thinking about it. Vicharana Paro is absent. And because we don't study, we don't think about it, we are going back to the material rut. This is the point. And we take credit in that man. It's a silly thing. Come on. Then, that our 25 words we already know. 1625. Itavadu. Pranamatanam. Om Namo Linga 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 Om Namo
Linga
Om Namo Bhutam, wonderful.
Navalingam,
personal revelation.
Alingam,
ancient bhais. Ishwaram, supreme authority. Aham,
aham I.
Tasmay unto him.
Mahatam,
great.
Mahesita,
Rishabhu Vishanshi. Anukampita. Being favored by his. Then read the translation. Then that supreme authority. Personified
by the sound, and unseen by the eyes, but most wonderful, stopped speaking, feeling a sense of gratitude.
A sense of gratitude.
I offered my respectful obeisances unto him with my head.
This is, and then we have remembered the. Then that personality of Godhead. Was not seen,
but heard.
Only
heard. Does not make any difference. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has produced the four Vedas by his breathing. And the Lord can be seen and realized by the transcendental sound of the Vedas.
Similarly,
the Bhagavad Gita is the sound representation of the Supreme Lord. And there is no difference in identity. The conclusion is that the Lord can be seen and heard. By the persistent chanting
of the transcendental sound. Persistent chanting. This persistent service must be there. We are serving, that is our enjoyment. This service gives us everything back, if it is sincere. I mean just a sincere service. And that is what this sentence says to us. See here, repeat. By intense service of the Lord, one can experience the presence of the Lord transcendently. Thus, seeing the Lord means being engaged in His service, because His service and His person are identical. We don't understand this. So similarly, Bhagavad Gita is the sound representation of the Lord, and there is no difference in identity. This phrase doesn't digest us. That's why we are not attracted too much to Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita should be in our throat, really. Because, as I told you, the university in America, the Chaitanya Hall University, is a very famous university in New Jersey. They have made Bhagavad Gita as a mandatory subject. For there is a must. Everybody must have Bhagavad Gita. In your schools we are not doing here. This alone works. But we are short of, our preaching is not that strong. But anyway, whatever we are doing is quite desirable. Just go on, please. Krishna will be with us. I don't know how to insist these things, but these things have to be done first. Quoting Tathāyam Bhajet, we will leave all the engagements and continue these things. We should be very careful about not wasting the time. That's what, as it is, the body takes so much time in, and mindlessly we should not waste either and either. Fortunately, we are under the roof of Prabhupada. Everything is supplied to us. Please make best of it. And it's very nice. Nice of Tejasvi to come here for 3 months. He's ideal, really. By seeing him, the children will learn. So nice. Please continue. Service is quite good. I just want one thing, that all the teachers must be informed strictly that the discipline comes first. And before discipline, cleanliness is there. If you are clean, then life is discipline. CD. You know, ABCD. If you are clean, you are disciplined. If you are clean and disciplined, you will educate. You will learn. So these children want to learn. So CDE. And learning what? For F. G. God. CDEFG. This is full sense. Cleanliness must be there. Then the life becomes disciplined. Then education for God is there. So all education, whether they learn the academic subjects or whatever, it's all for God. And these pages, Bhagavatam, will give the impelling force to your own intelligence. Then from our own intelligence, we can think and realize so many things. But we should be content.
CDE for
education, H4. No, EF. Isn't it? EF. CDEFG. This all in one line. CDEFG. Cleanliness, disciplined life, then education for God.
All like education for God.
I'm sorry?
It's
a Sivana.
Upper
word. The Sivana. But this is in line, see? C, D, E, F, G. It's very nice. And these boys must learn the cleanliness. Look for the discipline and they will be all right. And cleanliness should be insisted. That's why what I told them, that in their bag, they should have duster cloth. So they should wipe out where they sit. So the benches will be clean, the window sills will be clean.